Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Remember, Chickies and Pete's gift cards are the gift that always fits, always gets used. Find a retailer near you at chickiesandpetes.com. The top five at five is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. At Roto-Rooter, the nightmare before Christmas has a whole other meaning. When the holidays cause havoc on your plumbing, call the pros at 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
All right. After three straight weeks of blames, it's good to get back on the positive side of things. Top five.
There's a little more enthusiasm in your voice.
Yeah, I think I'm setting up like Pat Summerall, you know? Very similar when we lay stuff out. All right, so five game balls from this one. Number five, I've kind of ripped him the last couple weeks, thinking that he's on a milk carton, but good to see Zach Bond make a play yesterday.
Nah. Yeah?
Wasn't a liability over the last couple weeks. Just last year, it felt like he made a big play every single week.
Yeah.
And we hadn't had a Zach Bond moment. He dropped the ball in Dallas that could have won that football game. And yesterday, Kenny Pickett was cooking. Oh, he's moving the ball down the field. And then Zach Bond stopped him right in his tracks.
Yeah. Now it's good to see Zach out there making plays. We got so accustomed to him making game-changing plays last year. We may have gotten a little spoiled, because he made so many of them, whether it was interceptions, forced fumbles, even had sacks last year. It was always going to be hard to sort of duplicate what he did last year. But he's been solid, and the big plays, they come and go. But like you said, it's not as if he's been a liability out there on defense. He just hasn't been making the big plays with the frequency in which he made them last year.
Yeah, and now he's the second-best number 53 in Philadelphia after the Adelise Garcia signing. The fourth game ball will go to Brandon Graham.
Hey,
oldest Eagle, oldest Eagle to ever record a sack.
Just chasing Reggie White down.
Yep.
Sack by sack.
37 years old, man. Two of them yesterday.
Yeah.
Felt good for BG.
He
yesterday.
Looked pumped after the first one, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it
was funny. The camera did pan to him when he saw the flag on Coop.
Yeah, he's like, damn.
And he's like, oh, come on.
Oh, yeah. Like, come on, man.
He had to get him back.
And then he probably didn't know, did they take that sack off the board or not?
But they did keep it, right?
They did keep it because it was a post-play foul. Yeah.
Yeah. So good for BG. And not bad in that defensive tackle role.
Yeah.
I mean, might have found something there. I mean, it won't matter when Jalen Carter's back.
I think it will.
You think so?
I would put him in the rotation. I mean, I would keep him in the rotation as four of them, right?
And he's above Byron Young. You'd rather have him out there than Byron Young.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Byron Young has done a nice job, but you brought BG back here.
And he only played 8 snaps yesterday.
That's what I'm saying. He only needs 10 snaps. Put him out there for 10 snaps.
Yeah.
And Ajomo did flash again yesterday. He had another good hurry.
Yep.
Third game ball I'm giving to Dallas Goedert. Now, he could have had three. We'll ding him. That's why he's not higher up on my list, because he did have a key drop.
Yeah.
But Dallas Goedert, I mean, in, what is this, year
nine.
Eight? Seven?
Well, he came in 18. Yeah, seven?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it'd be year eight.
Year eight.
Yeah.
Career high in touchdowns.
18, 19,
how many touchdowns do you have? Nine?
Nine.
Yeah.
Nine. Now,
yeah,
one was
year eight.
One was a flip. A little shovel pass, but
whatever.
It's good to see that. All passes. Yep.
It's good to see that back in the mix from the old Andy days.
Yeah.
So Dallas Goedert gets my second game ball, or third game ball. My second game ball. How about that game plan that Kevin Petula put together yesterday?
All right. Is that your surprise one?
Yeah.
I just want to be clear. There it is. Jack top five.
Yeah.
It says mystery guy is KP.
Yep.
I knew it. I guessed it correctly.
Petullo was in his bag yesterday. make sure that was the saying. The respect's as big as loud as the disrespect.
Yeah.
When it comes to
the praise.
The praise.
Is
yeah.
As the criticism.
Make sure the praise is as loud as the criticism was for old KP. He put together a masterclass of a game plan yesterday.
Reluctantly, probably, but yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. No eggs in his house this week. He's fine. He's fine. And then number one. What?
Don't make light of that.
I'm not making light of that.
Yeah, first Costos did it, and then you did it.
Yeah.
It
encourages the idiots out there to
do that. Thing really.
Yeah.
Really was a bad thing.
It really was.
Was
a
black mark, in my opinion.
Yes.
Yeah.
But number one is Jaylen. I mean, Ike said it earlier, and I could not agree more. Best player on the field yesterday. I mean, he went toe-to-toe with those Las Vegas Raiders, and he let them know after the game, too, that he's built for this. He's built for those games in December against 2-11 teams, Kenny Pickett on the other side of the field.
I knew it.
And he's letting everyone know that I'm him. And that's what the resiliency that he showed yesterday is one of the most impressive things, and you got to give it up to him.
You know, I was talking to Jack earlier today, and he was doing something similar to that on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, me and you really are different on this one. I said, unfortunately, I get lumped in with you on the Jaylen thing.
Sure.
But we really are different. I think maybe we think the same of him as a player.
Uh-huh.
But your disdain is different than mine.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't argue with people on Twitter a lot.
What's that?
Over Jaylen. So part of Jack's thing is that the people he interact with
are he's got open DMs too.
Yes.
Big
exactly.
mistake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Big mistake.
And texts.
Yes. And texts. They all have their phone number.
And Fritz is six.
And Fritz. Yes. You know what's funny? I don't even tweet about the Eagles.
Nope.
And I still get all the acts.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
Well, people listen to the radio.
People listen
Jack.
To the radio.
Yeah.
Which I
didn't know. Yeah.
Which I'm learning more and more every day.
Yeah.
But non-sarcastically, the number one game ball yesterday, Jaylen Hurts.
He should have number one.
He should have it.
12 of 15. Perfect.
Yeah.
really 13.
Should have been 13 to 15.
Yeah. Make four touchdown passes.
I know.
I don't think he's going to break. Who said he was going to set a career high in touchdown passes this year?
You.
You also said he'd throw for 240 a game.
Well, no, that's not fair. We got down to 225.
I did adjust that.
Okay. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guida's big year-end sale, 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. So we got the first snow of the year yesterday.
Yes.
It was a real snow. I didn't expect to wake up and see, you know, that much snow. It was a good bit. And I was taking my dogs for a walk this morning. Now, I took them separately because I knew there was going to be some ice out there, and they can be a real pain in the ass when I take them together. So I thought I'd take them separately. But you know what I walked into? Several houses, maybe even one every three or four houses that had done nothing to the sidewalk. Now, I got to tell you, man, there are certain responsibilities you have as a homeowner. Mm-hmm. And this even went when I lived in a row house in South Philly, is your sidewalk has got to be clear. Mm. And I am fine with you not doing it all day. But by the next day, within 24 hours, you got to clear the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And I love the neighborhood I live in. I do. I truly love it. But you got to clear off the sidewalk.
Yeah, listen, I understand that gripe. But I'm on the other side of that, man. You know, getting me to just clear the walkway to my front porch is good enough. I mean, that's a chore.
Well, that's for you.
Well, that's also for the Amazon delivery people.
Right, of course.
And the driveway. They got to clean the driveway. Got to shovel the driveway. Got to put salt in the driveway. I don't have time to be cleaning the sidewalk all the way around the house, man.
Ike?
Yeah, I can.
Just do what I did.
What'd you do?
Pay somebody to do it.
No, you know what? I'm actually surprised nobody came yesterday.
Oh, really?
And nobody knocked on the door yesterday.
Well, you gotta.
These kids are getting lazy.
You gotta have a guy. I got a guy.
Yeah, I know. Renee offered to somebody's guy, and I was like, Elijah, go do it.
Well, but nobody did it.
He didn't do it, though.
So your sidewalk is still covered in snow right now.
No, I told him sidewalk. Yes, it is still covered.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Fritz, do you get your mom to come over and do it? Or
no, so what happened yesterday is I was out there. Okay. I was shoveling.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to do it old-fashioned way. Like, I don't want all this technology. I don't want ChatGPT. I'm trying to be back in the 90s.
What does ChatGPT have to do with shoveling snow?
Let me lay my plan here. So we're trying to go as old school as possible. I got the wood stove insert.
Yeah.
And, I'm out there. I was shoveling just fine. I think my neighbor sensed that I might have been slowing down or struggling.
Okay.
He came down and he snowblowed my entire
entire
driveway.
He saw you was doing it manually. Yeah. He was like, you know what? I can go ahead and knock this out.
He said,
out.
This idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the neighborhood.
You know what my neighbors did?
What?
Snowplowed their own sidewalk and put their snowplow back up. They didn't snowplow mine.
Yours.
Yeah. I mean, a good neighbor would have just rolled out and hit the whole block.
See, I got a good neighbor.
Jack, so first of all, snowblowers are not some new technology. They've been around for probably 50 years. That would be my guess.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's on the level of artificial intelligence. I think they're probably separate technologies.
Okay.
I hear you. How big could your walkway be?
Walkway or driveway?
Well, what were you shoveling?
Shoveling my driveway.
Is two-car driveway?
Yeah.
The width.
End.
Yeah.
The width.
At the end, yes. You said. Jack. Is the width of the driveway?
No, it's one car.
That's not that big a driveway.
It's not a big driveway at all.
Yeah, how long could it have taken you?
I don't know.
Okay.
I wasn't given the opportunity.
Okay.
And
right,
I wasn't going to say no.
Yeah, my neighbor up in North Jersey, Kevin, used to do our sidewalk for us. Yeah. The snowblower.
Shout out
to
Bob.
That was an early snowstorm.
It was.
That thing had stopped by noon, 1
10.
O'clock. Yeah, 10
yeah.
O'clock.
Yeah.
Somebody could have got out there and did it. I had a show to do yesterday.
Yeah,
I was actually working.
I can't believe you're blaming
like
everyone else who didn't just
somebody
through the kindness
came
of their
by and shoveled, and I'd have sent them a bottle or something or something.
Well, why don't you give out your address?
Are you sending out a message to them right now?
I am.
Okay.
I told you they listen. I am sending out a message to people in the neighborhood.
Well,
just take care of the block.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yes.
So the guy who did my driveway and my sidewalk is the guy who does our lawn.
Yeah.
And he said, he sent us a text, this guy Dalton. He's like, hey, we do snow removal too if you want that. I said, yes, of course I want it. So he did driveway and front walk. What is the appropriate thing? It felt like what he charged was appropriate. What do you think the appropriate thing is? So the driveway is the width of two cars.
Right. You're not on a corner. So
I'm not on a corner.
So you just have just the front strip of your house.
The front strip, and I have the strip in front of my house, the driveway, and then the walkway from my driveway to my house.
To the house,
so
yeah.
Two walkways, really.
50, 60?
It was 50.
Yeah.
And I felt like that was fair.
Yeah.
And was worth every penny.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I've paid in the past.
Yep.
I just don't solicit
snow
removal people. But I welcome them when they knock on the door. It's usually some teenagers that come by. And they're like, yeah, Mr. Reese, you want us to shovel the snow? And I'm like, yeah, go right ahead. I got you. Now, they normally shovel it, and I'm good, and you pay them, and we're good.
And nothing yesterday.
Nothing happened yesterday.
Maybe they all grew out of the demo. Maybe they're all older.
Or they all watching the damn Eagles. The people just decide not to
early,
come out.
Though.
The Eagles. No, I think the Eagles might have heard it a little bit.
Why?
Well, because at 10 a.m., how many driveways are you going to shovel if you start at 10:30?
Right.
That's true.
Two, you know?
Now, it didn't hit me until I got in the car today. I did forget to get the snow off the top of my car.
Oh, God.
Now, thankfully, it was so icy that it stayed on the entire time.
Dude,
wait a minute. You didn't forget. You just didn't do it.
Didn't do it, but forgot.
Dude, you can't. That's dangerous.
That's dangerous.
I know it's dangerous.
Especially when you are a disaster.
I sent a tweet out yesterday to remind people like you.
I know.
Here's
goodness gracious.
I almost called you Dip S. Here's this Dip S driving to work. Texting
wasn't that much
with 5 inches of snow and ice on the top of his car.
I got some off yesterday. I didn't finish.
I love how
job.
He said he forgot.
Yeah. I did forget.
You didn't forget. You looked at it when you got into the car.
Once I started driving, I remembered. Oh,
I didn't shovel the top.
I didn't
clean the roof.
I was like, why are these cars staying further behind me?
Right, because you got snow blowing behind.
Yeah,
everybody.
And if the ice thing slides off, that could be dangerous.
Crack a windshield. Come on, man.
Yeah, I know.
You're a disaster.
I'm all right.
Yes.
All right.
Tired.
215-592-9494. Oh, okay, Andrew's back. You're on WIP. What's up, okay?
Are you supposed to be at Chickies?
What it do, fellas?
What it do, Andrew?
Hey, shout out seeing Ike yesterday, Mr. Spike, and the fake fan Jack for not showing up. There was a little bit of snow on the ground, a little windy. Fake fan alert. Fake fan Fritz.
Well, you caught me. Okay, Andrew wants me to go tailgate at an Eagles game when I got two kids at home and it's snowing. I'll be right there with you, okay?
Hey, I'm just calling, letting y'all know and letting the world know. I mean, I don't think our defense is talked about enough. A lot of people take it for granted that our defense is good. I agree. But we got top three players at their position in Vaughn, Coop, and Quinyon on that defense. I mean, if you look up the stats of Quinyon, he's faced 7 of the top 10 receivers in the league, and he's only allowed 107 yards versus them. He's had over 500 targets, no touchdowns allowed. Coop ranked in the top 3 or 4 of every single nickel cornerback category. And Zach Bond just does what he does. And he's probably going to be on pace for similar stats last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you talked about him.
And then one other thing, Jalen, big bounce back game. I was talking to Elliot before the game. I said 300 and 4 tutties. Total yards, and if he played the fourth quarter, would have had it. But great bounce back game by him.
It's amazing. We didn't hear from you for the last 3 weeks when he was playing bad.
Very interesting.
It's just it's weird you pop up right when he plays a good game.
I mean, he struggled in the last 3 weeks. It's when we win, it's on him. When we lose, it's on him. And
okay, all right, that's fair.
Going forward, when it comes down to the moment, that's the quarterback I want on my team throughout the entire league. I mean, the other quarterbacks seem to choke in the big moments. So, 2-1 right there. And, I mean, feeling soupy still. I mean, you guys woke up feeling soupy, so.
Well, at least one of us did.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, go Birds. Yeah. See y'all in a little bit.
Duh.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, you're a fake fan if you don't show up today. And he was like, we need to rip shots together. Like,
rip shots?
I'm like, who do you think I am?
Yeah. Rip shots.
Yeah. Well, I got to admit.
How old is OK, Andrew?
He just graduated from college. Probably 23.
Oh, OK. So but he's still in rip shots. Yeah.
Well, listen, if you were out there at that game.
You had to.
Sure somebody was ripping shots.
Yeah. Keeps you warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a brutal. That was really cold.
Yeah.
And I've lived in a couple of places that was Chicago and Syracuse are horrible.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. That yesterday, and I think it was because of the wind on top of it. Mm-hmm. That was horrible. How was the pregame show?
Oh, it was cold.
Yeah.
Did they have the heater for you?
Yeah, they had them out there. And I got to tell you, it was a light show yesterday. We didn't get a lot of people around the pregame show.
Yeah. I wonder why.
What was your final message before signing off? Did you get the glasses throw?
I did not because I left early because it was WIP day.
Oh, so you were on the field.
Yeah, me and Hugh. Oh. We went down with David and Rod down on the field to represent the station. But I gave a 31-12 score.
Nice.
Okay.
You know, they never ask, me or Spike to go represent the station on the field for the Eagles.
I kind of know why. Well, because when they introduce us.
People cheer.
And they start by saying 94 WIP, and then they say.
Former Eagle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hugh Douglas and Ike Reese. If they were to say 94 WIP, Spike Eskin, Joe Giglio, or Jack Fritz,
we get
it might not get the same reaction that.
Yes. You know, it's
I don't know what reaction you would get.
Well, it's amazing that they would have you guys on the field when WIP is actively trying to destroy the Eagles at all turns. You know, just because we need to be run out of this city. You know,
yes.
Somebody should spare you and you. Just let you guys do the whole radio.
Why can't the station just be Ike?
Hey, Hugh was throwing logs on the fire.
Yeah. Oh, Hugh's been worse than me this year.
Yes.
It's out of nowhere.
Yeah, I suppose that is a good thought about having you guys on the field as opposed to us. Yeah.
It's more of a celebratory.
Feel good.
Yes.
Yeah, they would have to. When we used to do. When I worked in rock radio and we used to introduce the band, you would learn to bury your name and the radio station name in between two things you knew they would cheer for.
Right, right.
That way you would get in there real slick and not give anybody a chance to boo you.
If there was snow in the stands,
Oh, you get stiff.
That would turn into snowballs.
Yeah.
At us.
Some of us were talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were.
215-592-9494. Mike in Plymouth Meeting. You're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Ike, Spike, and Chris. How you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Was that an Ike, Spike, and Chris?
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I apologize. It's all good. But listen, as far as the Eagles, as far as if they're back, you know, I don't think they're back. I'm a big Eagles fan. I'm a Jalen Hurts fan. I'm not a hater. Do I think they have the potential to be back, you know, as far as, you know, next week, you know, Washington, it's a division game. I don't think they're going to just lay down for them. They got to play well. And the Buffalo game, your reactions, like, you know, Ike, you're I'm a big fan of yours and whatnot, 58 years old. So, watched your career with the Eagles and big fan of yours. So, you know, I'm a realist. I'm not a Jalen hater, but they won that game like they should have won that game yesterday against a bad team that's been getting beat like that all year. So, that being said, it's not that they're not back, but they did what they should have did yesterday. Agree? I mean, if they had struggled, then what?
No, I totally agree. I totally agree. And had they struggled yesterday, Spike gave a score of 17-9. Yeah, we'd all be upset in here today about an ugly win. But here's what I'll say, and I'm not going overboard with it, but here's why I feel a little positive about it. Here's why I feel positive about it.
Yes.
Because they beat that team the way a good team should beat a bad team.
Yes.
Correct. Yes.
So,
totally.
So,
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just going to say, so for me, it was just actually good, really, the last 2 weeks. I mean, I know we had 5 turnovers last week versus the Rams, but I'm just talking about what it felt like from looking at the locker room, hearing the messages coming out of there from the outside. I felt the last 2 weeks, they've all been in harness with each other, you know, as opposed to what we heard a few weeks ago where there was complaining and leaks and all this other stuff. Even with that loss to the Rams, they all seemed to be encouraging for one another. And I think that led into the week of practice, and they went out there and played that way yesterday. So maybe we are slowly turning this corner where you don't have this cloud over the team because everybody feels this pressure of living up to expectations. They realize we're late in the year. It don't matter how it looks. It just get it done. Like, it don't matter what it looks like. We're going to talk about it regardless. But as players, you got to win. You got to win just about every game the rest of the season.
Oh, I totally agree. Like I said, not back that I don't think that, great team win. You know, see them getting their confidence back, seeing that smile on their face. You know, it's always good to get a win. I'm just saying, moving forward, they got to continue to play like that. And I believe in them, and I think, you know, they can get that way. And Spike, a question for you, if I may.
Yes, sir.
This is not a football topic. I'm a big fan of your dad, so I listened to him for a long, long time, you know. So how is the King doing?
Oh, he's doing good. He's got a podcast. It's like 3 times a week. It's live.
Yeah.
You can watch it on, like, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. So doing good.
Right.
Getting big guests all the time. I saw Kurt Warner was on last week. Had everybody's favorite, Chris Sims.
Oh, yeah.
On this.
Oh, yeah. Everybody. Yeah, Mr. Chris Sims. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to bring this up. I never get to call the show. I always listen to it. I took a couple weeks vacation, so I'm able to. And normally this time I'd be at work, so I would never be able to call the show. So I'm just taking advantage of the fact that I'm off, and I've actually called in a couple of times already, so make up for all the times that I can't call in. But the prior caller that was talking about the Eagles won and let's do shots and what you were saying and whatnot, if that was your dad back in the day, he would have called him a dope and hung up on him. Goodbye,
yes,
guys.
He would have. Thank you.
He's our friend.
Shout out to the King.
Yep. Shout out, King. We're not called dope and hang up on him. I'm more of a yell at the guy for 3 minutes.
We'll leave you on.
Yeah.
I'll tell you to shut up.
Yeah.
And abuse you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you only get so many opportunities to just completely berate someone and make them feel horrible. you know, especially for the holidays. You know, one of these days before we go away for the holidays, we should have a day where I'm like, as my gift to you, if you would like to call up and just get berated and made feel small, I will do that for you for free. You know, no charge whatsoever.
Well, actually, you get paid to do that.
Yes, I do get paid. It is the paycheck. Yeah. Coming up next, do a little Around the Lake.
Hell yeah.
Around the Lake. It'll be it's an ACL version of Around the Lake.
Yeah, tough day for the old knee.
Yep. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So, it's a holiday season. You know who's got the holiday spirit? The cars are John Ashdale, Colonial Hyundai, hooking you up every which way. From a price standpoint, making your pockets feel a little heavier when you leave there instead of a little lighter. First, with your car payment. Now, they want to make your car payment lower when you go in there. I know it sounds crazy. How are they going to do it? 0% financing. What? On a brand new Hyundai, they've got over 200 brand new ones on the lot. And here we are. There was just a bunch of snow yesterday. You know you'd feel more comfortable driving an SUV. So if that's what you're after, they've got Palisades. They've got Santa Fe's. They've got Tucson's all on the lot right now. And you're going to be driving up in a car, most likely. You're going to need to trade one in, most likely. So what are they going to do? Because then the holiday spirit, well, you know, Colonial gives you more for your trade than anyone else. A guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. More for your trade, 0% financing. Check it out. Colonial Hyundai right now. They're on Route 30 in Downingtown or online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Offers can't be combined. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles a year. 20% down plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Hurry it up.
And will you let me say?
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Up there with Pearl Jam.
That one felt good.
That felt good.
That felt good. I felt like I was really belting it out on that one.
A little shocker to the crowd here.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what?
The Jingle Ball crowd, I don't know if it's...
They weren't all used to that.
Yeah, well, get used to it, buddy.
Yeah, that's right.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville is Thursday night. Ray Dinger will be there. Sign the Eagles Encyclopedia. There will be food. There will be drink. Do you like the Adolis Garcia signing? 69.6% say yes.
Okay.
And 98% of those 69% have no idea what they're answering.
No
yeah.
clue.
Yeah, but that's
well,
fine.
And if they do, they're strictly thinking about the 23 version.
I can't even imagine they're even thinking about that.
Well,
yeah,
he was magical.
He was magical.
He was.
Hey, let's go around the league.
Yeah, these teams stink.
It's time to go around the league.
Around the league.
Down it sucks!
Around the league, sponsored by the NJM Insurance. Let's go around the league. So the first big thing around the league, two huge knee injuries with Micah Parsons done for the season with a torn ACL as the Packers lose to the Broncos, or Bo Nix, threw four touchdown passes. And Patrick Mahomes, in the waning moments of that game and the loss to the Chargers, also tears his ACL. Both, I guess, they'll have to find out when they go in there for surgery when they can be back, if they could be back. I suppose it's possible if it's just the ACL, they're back for game one next year. But if it's anything more than that, you know, how many months are we from game one next year? Jan, Feb, March, April, May, June, July, August. 8 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be shocked.
Yeah.
And with both players, you don't rush those guys.
Right. You wait till they're both ready.
Till they completely heal. You just gave Micah Parsons almost $200 million.
Yeah.
You know, rush him back out there to where he's injured even more.
Yes.
And you could possibly miss him the following year. And Patrick Mahomes, he is the prized possession of the Kansas City Chiefs. And you don't rush him back out there on the field. I forget which caller it was that said was it Rob that said from Delco that said that the Chiefs are done and that Patrick Mahomes would never win another Super Bowl?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that.
Well,
I mean,
Brady tore his ACL in his ninth season.
When you're a good organization that is used to rebuilding and adding players, you got the key essential player already. You got the quarterback. So all you have to do is add talent to the roster moving forward. Patrick Mahomes is not getting ready to retire anytime soon.
No.
I think Brady played another decade after he tore his ACL.
It just seems
longer,
like...
Right?
It wasn't even longer, yeah.
It just seems like they have had trouble filling that roster out. Now, maybe when you clear Travis Kelce off and you're not paying him...
Sure.
It just seems like they have had... They've been at a weapons, you know, deficit for a while now.
Their biggest issue has been they not been able to run the football.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, relying so much on Patrick Mahomes to rescue you every game. You know, Rasheen Rice suspended for 6 games out of the season. Xavier Worthy can't stay healthy. Hollywood Brown can't stay healthy. Like, they've gone out and tried to get guys. They traded for Hollywood Brown. Xavier Worthy was a first-round draft pick.
Yep.
So
King Henry's a free agent.
If you're Kansas City, I mean, the running back you're locked in on is either in Detroit or in Atlanta.
You think you can get one of those guys?
Well, I mean, who else? Why? All I'm saying
Brees
is
Brees Hall's a free agent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I just don't know how you get one of those guys.
No, you can't get one of those guys.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So you're going to have to draft a running back.
Oh,
like,
right.
They haven't been able to get their running game going to supplement what Patrick Mahomes is doing. But anyway, it sucks as football fans that we don't have Patrick Mahomes next year at some point.
Yeah.
They were already going to miss the playoffs, whether he tore his ACL or not.
Yeah.
That was done. Yeah, they weren't making the playoffs.
And it sucks for, I mean, as an Eagles fan, am I bummed that we're not going to see Micah Parsons in the playoffs probably?
Yeah, no.
You notice
I didn't get in depth with his.
Yeah, but I mean.
Because his directly impacts us.
Yes, he was having a great season. Sucks for him. What else? Josh Allen and the Bills go into New England and beat fraud MVP candidate Drake May.
It's a big win.
It is.
That's probably the best win Josh Allen's had in a while other than beating Kansas City in the regular season.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, when you think about had they lost that game, New England wraps up the AFC East.
Yep.
Right? And Buffalo may have to go on, well, they would have to go on the road for just about every game.
Yep.
To go down 21-0 on the road and come back and win that game, that's why he's the MVP.
Yeah, there's been 3 or 4 games like that this year that they've fallen behind like that. The Baltimore one, even the Bengals one, they were down 2 touchdowns to the Bengals at some point.
But that just goes to show you, when you get down early, you can always come back in the game.
Yes.
A lot of football left to play.
Absolutely,
We ought to know, we gave up a 21-point lead.
We did.
In the first quarter.
We didn't score. When you don't score another point, it becomes much easier to give up that lead. Rams put up 40 on the Lions, win that game.
Yeah.
Then the Lions put up 31?
34.
34, yeah.
Yeah, the Rams hung in there. I mean, the Lions hung in there for a while. I don't know. How did they get up by 2 scores? Because it was going back and forth. Yeah. I mean, the Lions even led early.
And then all of a sudden it was Rams were up 41-24.
Yeah, I can't remember how they got up like that. Yeah.
I went to put Sutton to sleep, and the Lions were up. And I was like, wow, they're going to beat the Rams. Yeah. I came back down. And like you said, it was 41-27.
Yeah.
Puka went off. I thought he seriously hurt himself.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even bring up Devontae Adams.
Yeah, that's another big one.
Yeah, that's a hamstring.
And
yeah.
He's old.
Yeah, now I assume he'll be back for the playoffs.
Yeah, but is he compromised?
Yeah.
Right, and you never know if he's going to be completely healthy.
Yeah, and if he has to come on the road, a little handy in the cold.
Yeah.
Not as easy to I was
say. Well, they need that one seed so they get that bye week for him.
Yeah, I mean, their final two games are easy ones. It is the Cardinals and the Falcons. It's the Seattle game on Thursday night. That's the game. That is the Rams game.
Yep.
Look, Philip Rivers, 44 years old, almost does it. Almost wins that game. Puts a real scare into the Seahawks.
Yeah.
But the Seahawks end up winning it on a field goal.
And listen, he didn't embarrass himself.
He didn't. Threw a touchdown pass, threw for 150 yards or something.
Yeah. I mean, every pass was a five-yard pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, still been 5 years since he played, and I didn't expect him to look as good as he did yesterday after 5 years. So, you got to get old head a little credit there.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Let me say this, though. Because I hear a lot of Philip Rivers Hall of Fame or what have you.
Yes.
Who do you think had a more impressive career, Philip Rivers or Donovan?
That's a good question. I'm a Philip Rivers guy.
It's
I'm
okay.
also a Donovan
You're also
guy.
An Eagles fan.
Yes,
yeah,
like, I know. I'm just trying to be. I mean, I think Philip Rivers is top five all time in touchdowns and yards.
What?
He never sniffed the Super Bowl.
Never. Yeah. He played in one AFC championship game.
Yeah.
Torn ACL.
That's his biggest moment.
Yes. Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
So, and he played with a Hall of Famer in LT.
Hall of Famer
at
tight
Hall
end.
Hall of Famer at tight end.
Yeah.
Vincent Jackson
at wide. Like, he had a lot of good players.
I would probably say Donovan.
But Donovan won't sniff the Hall of Fame, and Philip Rivers will get in.
Yeah.
I'm just saying who had the more. But that's why perception. That's why when we do these things, like, Philip Rivers never dominated the NFL. I don't know how many all-pro teams he made and all of that. He was behind Manning and Brady and all those guys. Never played in the Super Bowl. A lot of stats.
Yeah.
Now, known for losing big games more than you are winning them.
I was compared to Matt Ryan.
Right.
And I don't think Matt Ryan.
And at least Matt Ryan got to the Super Bowl.
And won an MVP.
Yeah, did Philip Rivers win MVP?
No.
See, that's what I'm saying. Why is he a Hall of Famer?
Because he has the numbers. He's like Matt Stafford. Stafford if he never got traded to the Rams.
And I would argue Stafford shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, now you think he should.
Oh, yeah. Well, now that's what I'm saying. But if you never won a Super Bowl or played in one.
Okay.
Rivers was third in 2009.
That's the highest he finished?
Yeah.
I didn't give my boy McNabb some props, man.
There you go. And he's not even on the show today.
No.
Yeah. While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJM.com to learn more. 215-592-9494. Get back to your calls after Jack and I tell you about the great National Appliance Warehouse.
Yeah, listen, I know you were sitting around your kitchen this weekend.
Yeah, well, you're probably stuck in the house on Sunday.
You're looking around, and you're like, look how sad this kitchen is.
Oh, my God, it's the worst, especially when you can't leave your home to get away from it.
No.
Yes.
And we know you're trying to get away from your kitchen.
Yes, you can't.
You can't.
You always got to come home to that kitchen.
That's why you got to upgrade.
You sad sack of.
That's why you got to upgrade your appliances now.
At National Appliance Warehouse.
At National Appliance Warehouse. Because guess what? They're going to have the right appliance for you. They have over 100 brands, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, LG, Whirlpool, all the big appliance brands they have for you. They'll fit you with the right appliance to take home and take your kitchen from sad to happy. So you're going to get the right appliance. You're going to get a great experience at National Appliance Warehouse, an industry-leading service team, difference-making culture. Something Mark Stemacken truly believed in when building his company was a difference-making culture, and he accomplished it at National Appliance Warehouse. And on top of that, great experience, great product, you're going to get a great price that's guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store, finds a lower price elsewhere. So, tax-free Delaware, showrooms in Wilmington and Middletown, and also, Spike, the season of savings is underway now. I know.
Wow.
You missed
Black Friday, but season of savings is happening now.
Don't miss this one. So get on down. You can learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or, again, visit their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. And as always, Don Fritz, not you.
215-592-9494. Justin in Tennessee. What up,
hey,
fellas?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing this fine Victory Monday?
Oh, we're feeling good, Justin.
Justin?
How
what's
you
up,
doing, brother?
Hey, man, where's all the Hall of Fame callers been today? I'm telling you, y'all have had so many new callers today. I've actually got to listen from 2 o'clock to now, and I've not heard any regulars today. There's been a lot of newbies on here, but anyway.
Some people say that's a good thing.
Yeah, a lot of people say it's a good thing.
Then other people wonder why you put the same colors on all the time, and today would be example one of why you do not, actually.
Well, I called last week, couldn't get on. I called too late. No fault of your all's. It's just my work schedule, guys, but I try to call as much as I can. Y'all know that. But anyway,
yes, sir.
Man, one thing I really want to hit on that I loved yesterday, and I know y'all have hit on it, but BG playing that defensive tackle spot, man, I seen somebody had an article out last week, and it was out on Twitter. I don't remember who it was, like which one of the writers it was. It could have been Brandon Lee Gouton or somebody like that. They were talking about the impact he had made at tackle, where he's seen some more snaps, helping out with Jalen Carter, man. And it's like Ike said, he's still got that quick twitch to get around the guards. Maybe not so much around the tackles, but he's also got that power, too. BG is a hawk. He's like, what, 6'3", maybe, and 200-some-odd pounds, and he's just like a ball of muscle, dude. So he is wrecking stuff when he comes through there, and it was awesome seeing him get those two sacks yesterday.
Yeah, he wishes he was 6'3". He's like 6'1".
Yeah, I was going to say, I stood next to BG and at 5.
6'2", maybe. 6'2", maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll say,
maybe,
we'll say,
by the way. Maybe.
6'1 and a half, then.
Yeah.
6'1 and a half.
6'2", okay. Maybe, when he was 22.
I had a bit of a dilemma last week, and I know it was kind of a knee-jerk reaction, and that's why I'm still in the truck making this call. Because Owen, last year, he wanted one of them Love Hurts hoodies so bad he couldn't stand it. Then they come out with the Love Hurts Midnight Green hoodie. So I was able to order one, get one, pay like $90 for a daggone hoodie. Hurt near had a heart attack when I done that. I was
I'm sure you did.
$90, $90 for a dadgum hoodie. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I was ready to take that dude back to the Nike store, and I figured the only one that could talk me off the ledge might have been Ike, but when I listened Monday, Ike was on the fence a little bit.
I was off the ledge, too. Yeah, I was on the ledge, yeah.
Yeah.
But Ike 10 toes
down. Was on the ledge or off the ledge?
He's back in the boat.
On the ledge.
Yeah, he's back in the boat, and I talked to Jack, and I won't tell y'all what Jack said about it, but y'all pretty much know what Francis said. But I think I'm just going to let the kid live and learn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because just give it to him, and when the good things happen, he can stick his chest out and say, yeah, love hurts. And if something bad happens, he can stick his chest out and say, you know what, love hurts.
Well, WIP is coming out with a sweatshirt that says bench hurts.
Oh, God.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Good job. Somebody's going to run with that.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Going back to what y'all was fussing at Buzz about, and Jack, I think it is Adolis Garcia is how I've heard it pronounced, but you can call him whatever you want to. I think he's a pretty good signing, but he's much better in right field than Cassidy. Much better in right field than Cassidy. And I think maybe a change of scenery will help him out, being in amongst that crowd, like being there at the bank.
Oh, man.
That could help that dude out a lot.
I agree.
But
I
anyway,
he's a riser.
I had a hell of a show today. I know it's been a while since I've been able to call, but work's crazy. And I hope and pray I get to call again. But anyway, I'll get off here and let you boys go. I love y'all. I mean.
All right,
Justin. Appreciate it, brother.
Justin should just start calling right after 3:30 country.
Yeah. Just confuse people in the area.
Yeah.
Make them forget where they are.
Yeah. No, I think he works right around that time, so he probably can't.
Yeah.
But that'd be a good bit.
His baseball reference page says it's Adolis.
Okay.
Adolis.
Adolis.
I like Adolis.
It's definitely not Adolis.
Yeah. Well, in this city.
But in this city, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I'll wait for Fransky.
Adolis? You think we're going to be saying that?
Adolis. Well, we had to do it for Juwan Duran.
Duran.
Yeah.
And that screwed me up with Jaren
Duran.
That
was hard. Yeah. That was hard. I just started calling him Duran. I just forget about the first name.
Yep.
I always called him Adolis Garcia, so we'll see.
What is it again?
Adolis.
Adolis.
Yeah.
It is Adolis.
Adolis.
Adolis. Is Buzz, is that what you
That's what I said. Yeah.
That's exactly what I was saying.
That's what me and Buzz were saying.
Shut up, Buzz. Shut up, Buzz.
He got back in there.
He did. Proving that he's right. Got a little chesty.
Yeah. Oh, man. He couldn't stop earlier.
He was fine.
Yeah.
He was fine.
Good stuff. You stop sticking up for it.
Always.
He wasn't fine.
Yeah.
He was fine. He's got a problem getting out.
Yes. Always has.
Always has.
I mean, we're about to go on the radio. He's yelling in my ear about something.
Future father is sick.
You should only be saying one thing. You're up. That's all I want to hear.
Or like every other producer, potting you up.
Potting you up. Yeah. And Alex Call, who usually produces after,
yeah,
he does like a 15-second you're up. He presses the button. It's silence for like 10 seconds. And then he's like, you're up. And then all you hear is the music, so you don't know what happened.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, sorry.
Well, at least you're not holding any gripes.
No. Yeah. No gripes at all.
No.
Deep Voice Luke is good at it, though. Text Line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike on the Eagles a year after winning the Super Bowl.
Oh my God.
Just the Raiders. Can we grow up? Spike on the Sixers 4-0 start a year after winning 24 games. You know what? This might be the year. Mark in Modco.
Never said it.
Well,
I hate the text line.
I now like leading off with text just like that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Mark and Monco, go to hell. Go to hell. What's next?
I like how you bullied the callers in the first hour, Spike. Very good. Jolly.
That is a vintage Jolly move.
Bullying the callers?
Yeah.
Well, Jolly pre-bullies the callers.
Well, when no one's calling, he goes, guess no one wants to talk about the Eagles.
Yeah.
Are the Eagles dead? I think this weekend he's getting cocky saying no one could out-argue him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, he said he did pull the nonsense, absolute nonsense, that he would take Jalen over Josh Allen again. I think Jolly's a smart sports fan. That is doubling down on insanity.
Well, because he just, you know, Jolly is a smart person.
I agree.
And then
he went to war, or he went to Penn.
And then if you were to debate him on it, he would just go, well, Jalen won the Super Bowl.
I know. Just like Maury's a bad GM because he hasn't won a championship.
Right.
Yeah.
It's very
black and white with Jolly.
It's weird.
Cut and dry.
I feel like Jolly's going insane.
Well, he's been on Twitter more.
Yeah, well, that'll do it.
That's never good.
No. Twitter does that to people.
That'll do it.
I mean, people are not happy with the way that you sit, Spike.
Don't happy with what?
They're not happy with the way that you sit.
They're not happy with the way that I sit?
Yeah.
Oh, well, put it on the list of things that people are not happy with. All right. Guess what? We're number one. Eat it. What's next?
Spike can try to downplay the game, but the Birds found their formula for winning moving forward. Make the game shorter than Rios' call on Friday. Mike in Havertown.
Wow. I almost forgot about that Friday.
Rios take it astray. Yeah. Catch it astray, rather.
What a 4:30 segment.
Yeah.
4:30 90s debuted with 1987.
Yep.
Then Rios.
Yep.
And then Tommy.
Yes. Tommy's meditation.
Send that to the Marconis.
Yeah. The Rios call. He's still yelling.
Yeah.
Somewhere. You guys.
We'll go with the music this week.
Yeah. And then I said, Rios. And he's like, yeah. You guys got any questions? Questions?
Nope.
All right. What's next?
Is that Hugh Douglas on the afternoon show? Pearl Jam fans retaliating for Ike asking, is that Creed?
That's a good one.
It happens.
That's a good one.
I can't help it.
Well, you know, not having... I don't think it's a... For someone who doesn't know, I could understand why you would think it was Creed.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. It sounds like Creed.
The singing definitely sounds like Creed. Yeah. What's next?
For my ear, it does.
Sure. Yeah.
How are you going to call into the afternoon show if you didn't even watch the game? Bam in Upper Darby.
Such an idiot.
Jack, you are an out-of-control person.
Such an idiot.
You are truly an out-of-control person.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I knew that I was going to crush.
Yeah. Oh, that's, man. Oh, one last thing that we didn't get to in Around the League. With the Cowboys losing last night, Eagles' magic number is 1 to win the division.
1 is the magic number.
So 1 Eagles win or 1 Cowboys loss throughout the rest of the season gets you the division. Most likely, it is 3 seed for Eagles. 1 seed, pretty much impossible. I think the Rams have to lose out, and there's a lot of things that have to happen. 2 seed is still there, but they still need some help. They don't control their own destiny there. So looks like home game. And then see what happens. Well, that's either way for 2 seed or 3 seed, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So thank you, Cowboys. Had their nice little run. Notice we didn't hear from Cowboy Jim today.
Well, that 2 seed is important for that second round.
Yes.
Because you would have that home game the second round.
Would love. Well, I mean, they got to win out then for that for the 2 seed, it seems like. So so coming up next is the Jordan Mailata Show. It is me. It is Elliot Shore Parks and Jordan Mailata. Then, after that, at 7 o'clock live from Chickies and Pete's, is the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Jack Fritz, and this week's guest, Cam Jurgens, will be right here for the show.
I'm on the Players Lounge?
Did I say Jack Fritz?
Yeah.
I meant Elliot Shore Parks.
All right.
You guys all look the same.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I had to stay.
Yep. No, you do not have to stay. Then we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy. You know what else will take away your joy? What will take away your joy is you go to get hot water, and there's no hot water. Sucks! Maybe it's your shower. Maybe it's your kitchen sink. What do you need at that moment? Well, you need to remember 2 words. Bradford White. Bradford White. They make water heaters. Not just water heaters. Professional-grade water heaters that are about superior performance. What do you get with a professional-grade Bradford White water heater? You get reliable hot water when you need it, where you need it, at your home. At your business, wherever it is. You also get a durable water heater that is going to last longer than anything else you're going to buy on the market. Put your trust in a water heater that is built to be the best. Get the performance you expect and you deserve. Bradford White. Bradford White. So when your water heater stops working, you need a new one, what I want you to do is remember Bradford White and ask your plumbing professional about them, or go to bradfordwhite.com to learn more and find a pro near you.
Let's live. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.